Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, y'all? This is Speakeasy. I am Rudy Gay.
I'm Devin Ferguson.
And it's brought to you by Believe Network, where we basically have our drinks and talk about whatever's going on in sports and in also society. So, Dev, we talked about this, the start of the NBA season. They already had a couple practices and one thing that kind of stuck out is obviously Ben Simmons. He missed the whole season last year for back issues. And he's come out and had a lot of things to say about, you know, his time in Philly, about how he just wasn't happy or just wasn't comfortable. But he's in Brooklyn now, and this would be a first time playing with KD and also Kyrie.
Okay.
This team has been thirsty for a big three. Now they have it. Where do you see him fitting in, Dave?
Well, I think he's going to fit in. He's going to be a facilitator for them, and he's going to be good on defense. But I don't know. He's going to have to find that jump shot. I think he's going to have to find a jump shot.
Why?
I mean, you need someone. I mean, they're going to double KD and Kyrie. You going to play against him, y'all going to double him.
I mean, you can't double everybody. I mean, like, yeah, you can't double two players on the floor. This is just the basketball I'm talking. You can't double two players on the floor. So that's why everybody talks about big threes and how they're supposed to win. But, I mean, I see him working. I don't know which kind of Ben Simmons you're going to get. You're going to get the LSU Ben Simmons, because that will work.
Okay.
But the Ben Simmons that has come now is a totally different Ben Simmons. And I don't see him handling the ball like he's used to.
Yeah, that's true. He won't be handling the ball, but he's going to help them out defensively way better. He's going to help them out defense. They need that.
Yeah. He's going to help. I mean, defensively, they're a monster.
It's just,
you know, yeah, he makes up for everybody. But, like, as far as what he said, he wasn't happy in Philly. I don't know why, you know, but, you know, which Ben Simmons are we going to get? Are we going to get the motivated one or the person that, you know, wasn't happy? I mean,
he should be really motivated.
Yeah, mental health is real.
Like, it's really real.
If he didn't want to do it, you know, I'm on both sides of that. You know, mental health is real. If he just didn't want to play, I don't think that should be awarded anything. But if he really in his mind was going through something, I think that deserves attention too. But yeah, I mean, I wish him the best. I think he can be great. He can be a great player. He can be an all-time great. He's a big guy. Can handle the ball, fast as hell.
6'10". Yeah.
6'10". But, you know.
Listen, you know, I mean, long as he's not on the bench in his street clothes like he was last year.
Street clothes. You
know, listen, he was one of the best dressed last year.
There's only one street clothes, man. Like Charles Barkley said.
Well, last year, he was – Everybody thought he was the best dresser because he never put on that uniform to play in the game. Long as he's playing and he's out there, I'm happy. Now, Steve Nash said he doesn't care if he doesn't shoot any threes, but he's going to have to shoot something. He's going to have to. He has to.
I mean, how? I mean, yo, I'm going to be honest with you. He doesn't have to. It's just, is he willing to go and deal with what comes with that? Like, yo, like.
Yeah, if he's open, he has to shoot it. If he's open, he has to shoot it.
No, he or make a play. Or make a play.
Okay.
If he can do that, he's fine.
Okay. I mean, he always makes plays, though. But
yeah, it'd be fine, then.
But coming off of the last image we have of him in Philly is not taking a shot.
Okay. If he can play that Sean Marion role in Phoenix, whereas
Marion shot threes.
He shot threes, but he didn't shoot that many.
But when he was open, he pulled him.
Yeah, I mean,
funny, funny form and all. He got the funniest form ever, but he's pulling.
Hey, he shot that joint.
Yeah, it's funny. Looked like he shoot underhand.
He could have bounced it and kicked it in there. It'll probably been a better shot than that.
Exactly, but it went in. The Matrix.
But with all this being said, we talking about teams in Brooklyn and all that. But does it even matter? Because can really anybody beat the Warriors right now? Give me your take, and I'll give you mine.
Okay.
What you mean? No. Okay. You just saying, okay. I asked you, and you answered it.
I answered it. No. No. The Warriors, they're looking like they're going to repeat.
What? How are they looking like they're going to repeat? Like, what makes you think that?
Listen, man. They're just a cohesive unit, man. Them threes, when they get to going, it's hard to keep up. Them threes.
I will say this. Look, Clay wasn't in half the person he's been in the past.
Exactly.
And they still won it. But we saw a different Steph Curry.
Yeah.
We saw a different Steph Curry.
Don't look like he's slowing down. I tell you that.
It's a long season. It's a long season, man. Things can happen. And knock on wood.
That's true.
I love those guys. I love all of them. I've at some point come across Clay, Draymond, Iggy, Steph, all of them. Mm-hmm. Played with them or hung with them at some point. And I wish the best for them. But I don't think they're invincible. I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm not saying they're invincible, but they're a tough team to beat.
Don't get me wrong. I agree. They're super tough to beat. But things happen during the season. To win a championship, a lot of things got to go right.
You're right. You're right about that.
A lot of things got to go right.
Right about that.
They've been living right because those things been going right for about 6 years now. They got four out of the six, right?
Something like that.
Four
out of seven, maybe?
Four out of the seven. They got the last four out of the seven.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. Fact check.
But we'll fact check that. But I know one thing. When you get off the plane and it's in the sky is blue and yellow in Golden State, it's going to be raining threes. It's going to be raining threes. And no one in the NBA can keep up with that. Nobody. Who?
Who?
What teams can keep up with them when they win?
It's not even that, man. I mean, look, those guys are talented at shooting the three ball, and they have changed the whole game.
Exactly. You got to keep up with that.
Okay, but you see, okay, we're talking like that. But what happened when Toronto won it?
They injuries.
Didn't go like it was supposed to. Yeah, injuries. That's part of the game.
I'm not foreseeing that. I'm not adding that on to this. I'm just going with the team that they have. And personally, I like the addition of Wiseman coming back.
But he messed them up. He's a young player. He don't know how to play with them. He's not yet played with them.
He's going to learn fast.
That's a well-oiled machine right there.
It is.
I played for a couple teams. I've had a couple coaches, and it's not the same.
Yeah,
it takes
true.
Time for you to
that's
get true. for you to personally get in the rhythm of playing the right way. Not even just the right way, because anybody can play the right way, but just to play the way that team is accustomed to playing.
Well, all he has to do is play some defense and catch lobs. Other than that, find Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Kick it out. That's all they got to do.
What are they going to do with Draymond?
I mean, Draymond.
No, hold up for you.
He anchors the
listen,
team.
Listen, no, hear me out. Hear me out.
Okay. All right.
Could this be the last of Draymond Green with the Warriors?
It could be. It very well could be.
Because they have a lot of questions. This can be their last. This could be their last chance to win together.
Could be their last dance. Maybe they need a documentary. Somebody film that thing. Because this could be the last dance.
You know how that. Shit, all probably in emotion.
Yeah, because this might be it. It's a lot. Yeah. Next summer, it's a lot of stuff they got to answer. A
lot of moving parts, man. And it's, I mean, it's the name of the game, man. Money talks.
Yeah.
I want all my brothers to make as much money as possible. And that's sometimes not possible on the team that you want to be on.
And could that cause friction during the season? See, you never
it's
know.
Happened before.
It has happened before.
It's happened before.
Happened before.
You know, I don't know. But know what? Fuck them. I don't play for them.
Oh, man, come on, man. I get
if
it. That's
if I happen to do it,
that's
come on, man. Let's get together, man. Let's get together. But until that, if that happens right now, hey, man, fuck them.
Hey,
but
it's cool.
But
it's cool.
We were talking about injuries.
Yeah.
Now, what was it? Last week? Last week, Miami's quarterback Tua,
right,
goes out with a supposed back injury.
Yeah, look like something else.
Supposed back injury.
Right.
If anybody looks at the tape, they see what happened. Now, football is a rough sport, and quarterbacks sometimes are in danger of getting hit because every play they're being attacked. That's why people spend so much money on that fucking offensive line to protect
yes.
quarterbacks.
Yes.
Protect quarterbacks. Somebody got through, hit him. And
slammed back of the head.
He fell on his back. You say back of the head, I say his back. That's what he said. He said his back.
The back of his head.
He said his back. But he gets up, wobbles, does all these things.
Yep.
Now, as a team doctor, obviously everybody wants you to win. It's early in the season. We all know that wasn't a back injury.
Not at all.
Could they have done something different?
For sure. He's not supposed to come back in the game.
Absolutely not.
And absolutely I understand not. It's a huge game. It was the biggest game of the season so far. Two undefeated teams, two of the teams looking like they're going to be fighting for championship hopes.
Yeah.
But he can't come back in the game. It's too
that
early.
That game does not depict the championship, though.
At all.
That game does not matter.
Yep. But 17 weeks.
Yeah. So check this out. We've seen players over the years play through injuries and end up being hurt worse than what is initial. We saw KD tear his Achilles during the finals. He wanted to get back. So, well, even more than that, who else have we seen? We've seen tell me out there. Who else
we seen? I'm thinking. Who else?
Think faster.
No, I know. I got you put me on point right now. You feel me?
Well, you know, that's what it's about. It's
I know.
I speak easy.
Yeah, I know. KD.
That's all that matters. KD. We've seen KD.
That's one of the
huge. We've seen KD.
Yes.
We've seen KD do it. And
rush
in football,
back.
They do it all the time. We don't
know. Yeah, they do it every week.
They do it every week. But, yo, what I feel like is happening is these people on the staff is playing people's
emotions.
No, not the emotions. I'm just saying their competitiveness.
Yeah, yeah.
Against facts and actual science. And also not even science, it's health. Like, yo, I've had injuries. I've had a lot of things. And if you ask me if I'm hurt, I say no.
Right.
But back in deep down inside, yeah, I might not be able to walk the way I did. And that leads to different injuries. And I've been injured more than a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know, and what did that lead to, Dev?
It led to your Achilles. It led to
no, not me. I'm talking about Tua.
That led to, you know, this last game, he sacked again, hit the back of his head, and it was gruesome. Concussion has to be. He was caught off the field. And it feels like, you know, he wasn't healthy from last week. You know,
that's exactly what it is. I've had concussions. I've had three of them. And I know if you come back too fast and you get hit and that brain is not healed the way it's supposed to be, it's going to end up worse than it was before.
Exactly.
So it's like, yo, so like you playing that man, like that man is competitive, obviously competitive. And my hat's off to him because he wanted to play.
Right.
But your job is to protect your players.
Exactly.
If you're a doctor, like your job is to protect your players. Tua, you know, is your starting quarterback.
Your star.
And now your star, not your star. Tyreek Hill is a star.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Tyreek Hill is a star. But he's the starting quarterback, which is every starting quarterback is your star.
Exactly.
So You got to protect that. At the end of the day, you really got to protect that. And I think they dropped the ball on that. And I think they need to, you know, we've seen that before in football, like people wobbling off and doing all that and playing back in the game. And I thought they kind of got that in check. But after seeing that, you know, obviously I don't feel like it has.
I mean, I know. I mean, you've been there, like you've had a concussion. What do you think? Like, what do you think he should have done? Like, what do you think he's going to feel like? Him.
It's not on him.
Right.
It's not
right.
on him because right. he wants to play. I wanted to play. But be honest with you, if you still had ringing in your ears or the light's still sensitive to you or you feel nauseous for no reason or like you're just irritable for no reason, then you probably shouldn't be playing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't like – they go through so many tests for concussions, but to be honest with you, it's football. Like, yo, somebody has a concussion every play.
Yeah.
Somebody does.
Somebody does.
It's too much going on for somebody not to have their ears ringing after a play. You feel me?
Every play, you get your bell rung almost.
You get your bell rung. Every play, somebody getting their bell rung. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, I don't have the answer to that. I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, with that being said, there's a lot of other injuries in the NFL.
Yeah.
As a former college football player, Devin.
Yeah. Little known fact.
Yeah.
I was running back in college.
Fun fact.
Fun fact.
as a former college football player, like what you take from that early injuries?
Man, like the one in New York with Sterling. Like I think it's the field. Sometimes it's the field. Sometimes, you know, you go through training camp or you go through 2 days and it's just a freak accident. You tie, your body's tied, injury happens. I mean, but I think it's just like, if you're in the NFL, I'm not in that status, never been that status, but I mean, they got to take care of the field and stuff like that, you know, because those knee injuries and those non-contact ones.
I don't think it's a field, yo.
I think it is sometimes.
I mean, it's professional football. Like, yo, on the nose, like you gotta take care of the field. That's your product. You honestly think it's a field?
I do, because a lot of them players, they want to play on natural grass and it's artificial. Mm-hmm. And you know, you get stuck. You get stuck.
Okay,
in
so that's what you mean by that, because
now
when you say field, I'm thinking there's holes in it. Like,
the artificial, you play on those beads. Like
me, let's talk some backstory. Look, I played football for one season.
All right.
The coach's son was the quarterback. I wanted to be the quarterback. They put me at left tackle.
Should have been a receiver, tight end. Receiver, tight end.
I should have been something. I'm the best athlete. Look, I'm still an athlete.
Exactly.
He put me at left tackle. Look, I would have had to gain. Look, to play that right now, I had to be 200 pounds heavier. One. Two. But I might have made a lot of money doing that. I feel like I made the right decision.
You definitely did.
I wanted to be a quarterback, so I quit.
You should have been a receiver or a tight end.
Right. I should have been a receiver or a quarterback. I got an arm.
Yeah. At that age, you know, you can't be a lineman. There's no way.
No. It was coach's son.
Yeah.
He wanted a big dude to protect his son.
I'm not
trying to do that. Nope. I want to be in the action.
You want the ball. You want to touch the football.
I want the ball. I'm not out there to be blocking for nobody, yo.
Just like everybody else's kid.
So I let him get a sack.
Yeah. I get it.
He got sacked. Right, I'm not. Look, that's not. I don't want that.
He did the right thing.
I would have been, yo, I wanted to be running back. I wanted to be everything. You know,
hey.
Barry Sanders is my man.
Yeah, I get it. As soon as I stepped on the field, Emmitt I was a running back. Emmitt Smith's my guy.
Emmitt Smith was the man.
The man.
So I'm like, yo, I want to run, yo.
Hey.
Can't nobody touch me.
Hey, you know what? You're not a lineman. You're a small forward. And you know what? You worked out really good.
Having a left tackle, man. That's insane.
You're not
you think about that now.
Look, that's crazy.
I'm the right height, though.
You are of our height, but you're 300 pounds, 200 pounds too small.
No, don't disrespect me now. Look, man.
You still
brolic over here.
It's
son.
No way you're blocking.
I know. I'm not
any of those guys.
I'm not blocking Aaron Donald
at all.
And no.
Von Miller, none of them.
Yeah. No way. Absolutely no way. I'm
no
not
way.
Blocking them.
No
I'm
way.
Not blocking them. No.
No
I'm
way.
Not.
No way.
No, I'm not. I tip my hat to them because know what. At that point, I realized this ain't for me.
That, you know, I'm what? Done. You made a business decision and it worked out perfectly.
I still had three concussions though. So
hey.
It doesn't happen.
You win some, you lose some.
Okay. All right. This is a Devin. It's a tough conversation. I feel like it has to be talked about.
All right. Let's get it out.
This is a guy I've been coached by.
Okay.
This is a guy that I've confided in before. This is a guy I've hung with. This guy I've drank wine with. I'm pretty close with. Ime Udoka.
Okay. Coach of the Boston Celtics.
If you don't live under a rock, you pretty much know about the scandal with him and the Boston Celtics. This is messy more than anything, bro. I mean, let's be honest. You go to Foot Locker.
Yeah.
10 times out of 10, somebody is dating somebody that works in there.
Majority of the workplace in America.
Okay. Yeah. We talk about that. It happens all the time.
It happens all the time.
Me to speak on exactly what happened, I don't know.
No one really knows.
And know what? I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I just know. I know the situation, and I feel like more than anything, he suffered enough. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't get to coach his team.
Yeah,
he suffered enough. A whole year banned.
This is my thing. You don't know the facts, right? We don't know the facts. We don't know anything. They just let us know that he was having a workplace relationship, which he shouldn't.
But know what? They owe us an explanation.
Exactly.
Because that's a stiff penalty.
Right. That's my point.
That's a stiff penalty.
That's my point. If you're not going to give us all of the information, you have to keep it private. It should stay within the workplace. Now, if he was to get fired and come out, he's fired, then we're owed an explanation because he lost his job. Right. But he hasn't technically lost his job yet. He's been suspended from his job. So it could have been a way to avoid the whole what happened. It could have just been like misconduct, or it could have been anything but workplace. He just suspended for a year. We're going to reevaluate him at the beginning of the next season.
Look, he needs to speak out because at this point, he's letting people paint whatever picture that's out there. I feel like he needs to speak out because honestly, at this point, from what I know and what they say, I honestly don't think that's bad enough for him to miss a whole year. You know what? They went to the finals last year. It's not that it's affecting him. That's affecting Jason Tatum. That's affecting
Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown. That's affecting all of them because this is like, this is their career, and they have something going on. Like, they want to build on that. So if it ain't bad enough to fire him, let that man rock. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now,
either
fire him. Yeah.
Fire him and let the players understand that, look, we're going in a different direction.
Yep. And that's not tolerated. You're going to be let go.
Or find them and let them rot.
Yeah.
But now I believe Boston made that messier than anything.
For sure. And I truly believe that now that it's out in the public and everybody's got their opinions about it, they're going to release more information. And he's going to end up getting fired. So they could have just did that after. I think at this point, like, it's so much damage out there. The only damage control you do is the fire.
I mean, be honest with you. Like, look,
I don't want him to get fired, but
I'm black or white with it. Like, if he deserves to be fired, then it is what it is.
It is what it is. That's true.
That's just life. That's just life at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Hopefully he's better for, learn from his experiences. But I feel like, I think something definite needs to happen. Like, to say, like, yeah, we're just going to suspend you.
Yeah, to keep the whole organization in limbo like that is just crazy. And like you said, coming off the finals, they had a chance to win the whole thing. He did that in his first year. Come on.
But did they? You just talked about them Warriors, boy.
They didn't, but they put a valid effort. I predicted Warriors in six.
What, this year?
Last year. last year.
I was about to say, like, yo, no, 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 yo, you getting crazy now.
Not
boy.
Yet, not yet. I haven't seen him play yet.
Seen him play. What you've seen him play. You've seen him play.
I seen him play, but not this year's team.
What are they going to do with the salary cap, though? Because they got two players. They have Wiggins, who played well in the finals.
Great.
As well as Steph played, Wiggins was two.
Yeah.
Second best player on the floor. Mm-hmm. They have Jordan Poole, right?
Yeah, they got Jordan Poole.
Coming up. Those guys deserve to be paid. Both of them.
And then after that, you got Kuminga and Wiseman. It's a lot.
It's Wiseman before Kuminga.
Yeah, Wiseman, then Kuminga. But you got those guys coming up right back after that.
Well, know what? For all those teams that have been spoiled all these years, hey, man, the business serves you.
But think about the locker rooms of, like, the champs and now the guys that lost in the finals. You know what I mean? Look how that locker room just veered off. The Warriors, their locker room is still better intact than the Celtics right now.
What you mean?
Look, just think about it. The Celtics, who are trying to fight back to get to the finals, they got to deal with this. The coach being fired right now.
You insane if you think Ime ain't got nothing to do with what's going on in Boston.
I'm just saying. You still got to deal with it.
You don't think he got some kind of philosophy he talking to them people about. Dang. Come on, man.
Listen, but the Warriors locker room, all they really worried about is, you know, repeating and if this thing going to stick together.
They got Malcolm Brogdon this year, though. That makes him better.
Yeah, that does. It does make them better, for sure.
But, see, it's another issue in the locker room because now where do you put Marcus Smart?
Move him off the ball.
What do you mean move him off the ball?
Put him at the two? Yeah, you got two defenders. You know those two, they can defend.
So what's the starting lineup?
No, I'm talking about when – I ain't say start.
What's the starting lineup?
They got you the same starting lineup from last year.
What's the starting lineup? Marcus Smart is starting.
Yeah, Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, Tatum, Horford, and Big Williams.
So you don't start Malcolm Brogdon?
No, you don't start Malcolm Brogdon. You might close games with him.
You don't start Malcolm Brogdon?
No. The team went to the finals. You don't start him.
They made a big trade for him, man.
You don't start him.
Hey, man, how much does he make?
I don't know. Enough.
More than us.
Exactly. Combined. So, listen to me. He comes off the bench, though, but you play him at the end of games, though.
Okay, so tell me that lineup at the end of the game.
At the end of the game, you just take out the big. You take out Williams, and it's Brogdon, Smart.
Williams saved them. He covered a ass last year.
Oh, well, then you
not play him.
Well, then you take out.
He has to get paid.
You take out Al
Horford. Yet?
We take out Al Horford.
Played well in the finals, too.
He did, but Brogdon's got to play at the end of the game.
But see?
That's why I'm not the coach.
That's something for your head coach.
And exactly.
Know what he is? X-nay to Ime.
X-nay? Damn.
I know. So.
That's what I'm saying.
With that being said, early prediction. Okay. And everybody's going to go back to this.
That's fine.
Who's coming out the East?
Ooh. Who's coming out the East? I'm going to go with Milwaukee. The Freak is back. And he's on a vengeance. Huh?
He was there last year. What do you mean?
I'm just saying he's back in the finals. He's on the hunt. The Freak is back in the finals.
The Freakazoid. You're a Freakazoid fan?
You know, I became a Freakazoid fan. I became a Freakazoid. He plays extremely hard.
Yeah, he does.
He gives it all. He leaves it all out there.
He does. He's really, I mean, yeah, he's getting better and better. Like, I saw him. Yeah, he's getting better and better.
Did they add someone?
It can be scary if he adds more things to his game.
Did they add another piece? Did they add someone?
Yeah, they did. Joe's not going to be ready. They added somebody else.
Well, we'll figure that out.
Everybody doesn't matter though. As long as they stay healthy, they're a contender.
I think they're going. He's on the vengeance. He said in the press conference, the media day, that seeing the Warriors win and he wants to get back there. You know what I mean? He said Steph's the best player in the world.
Okay. So what do you think about that?
Hard to debate that.
What do you mean hard to debate that?
Right now, coming off a finals MVP and doing what he did, he's the best player in the world.
Not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, do you think he's the best player in the world?
Who?
Steph Curry. That's, what do you mean who?
I just said, yeah. I said coming off a finals.
No, I'm not talking about coming off a finals MVP. I'm talking about is being the best player. LeBron's been the best player. He hasn't won every championship.
Okay. Yes, I think he's the best player in the world.
Right now, he's the best player?
Right now. Steph Curry, best player in the world.
Who's two then?
The Freak.
The Zoid?
The Zoid. The Zoid.
The two-time MVP has nothing to do with this.
Nah.
Why not?
I don't think he should have won MVP last year.
Who should have?
Embiid. I'm a big Embiid fan.
Yeah.
Big.
I feel like Embiid
he just has too much game. You know what I mean?
All right. Eastern Conference Finals, Milwaukee, Philly. Now, I don't know if Philly gets over. I don't know if Philly gets over the hump.
Huh? Embiid has too much game. Is it like, you know how like, when people like can do a lot of things, it's like they try to do everything. I feel like if Embiid just focus, like he's big as hell. Like if he focused on just like dominating the paint, and you know, every now and then shooting jump shots.
But see, that's the problem.
Have you stood next to Embiid?
Yes, I have. I don't want to again.
Why? What's he going to do? He going to eat you? They don't want to again.
I don't want to again. Nobody can see me. Nobody can see me. He's a mountain. No. I don't want to again.
I'm going to tell everybody you're scared of Embiid.
I'm not scared of anything.
You just said I don't want to again. What you talking about?
He's a mountain. I don't want to be down there. Okay.
Sure, dude.
Listen.
But yeah. Yeah.
They get to the Eastern Conference Finals against Milwaukee. This is my early prediction. But I don't know if Philly gets over the hump. Maybe.
Embiid is he just has too much game. He can do too many things, and I don't think he's a good player, and he scores a lot of different ways, but I don't think he's more dominant in the paint, and I think that's where he should stay with. And especially when you got James now. You know what I'm saying? You got James, and he can do so much, but he does everything, and it kind of messes up the spacing for everything else. You know what I mean?
I get you, but the problem is though, the game has gotten away from the paint. It's a Steph Curry era.
Yeah,
you gotta let those threes fly.
I mean, yeah,
he's got to take some of them.
Yeah, but it is what it is, man. And you know what? Aaron Judge, man, 61 home runs in the regular season. That is
amazing. Incredible. Amazing.
In the era where, you know, post-steroid era.
Yeah.
To do that clean. Well, for what we know.
For what we know.
For what we know. And I hope that. Like, he's just a big guy. He's a big kid.
Yeah.
He just has it, man. He has it. And it's sad, the fact that he's going up against ghosts, really, because, you know, people like Barry Bonds has his record, but nobody respects it.
Nobody. And you should. I think you should respect the record, 73.
Yo, so that's 12 more home runs. How many more games in the season?
It's only a couple more games. Yo. The season's over like five.
Do they count postseason?
No, regular season. 73 regular season.
Really?
Yes, there's no postseason in that. No. He did 73 in the regular season.
Yo. What?
Yep. And that's like I agree with Aaron Judge. That's the record. And hey, I was on Twitter and somebody posted Barry Bonds never failed a drug test.
He never what?
He never failed a drug test. Never.
He never Aaron Judge or Barry Bonds?
Barry Bonds. I'm sorry if I say Aaron Judge. Barry Bonds never failed a drug test.
So what's the issue then?
The issue is the Balco thing.
The scandal.
Yeah. So 73.
So it's really he say, she say.
Exactly. 73 is the number.
73 is the number then.
73 is the number.
That doesn't take anything from Aaron Judge.
Because no, not at all. Not at all.
That doesn't take anything because that is incredible.
Yeah, and he still got a couple more. He'll get over 61. He got a couple more games. That's incredible. Sammy Sosa hit, what, 63 and 64, I think.
Did he?
Yeah.
Back-to-back years?
Like, yeah, back-to-back years.
Sammy Sosa was drugged up like a damn.
Him and McGuire, they were on the juice.
You would think he was in Vietnam. The way he was
drugged up. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Sammy Sosa, look, he spoke perfect. I've seen a million Sammy Sosa interviews. As soon as he's up on that stand, he ain't understand.
Leave that boy alone, man. He don't know nothing. He doesn't know anything about what you're talking about. He just hit the ball.
He went through the scandal.
Yeah,
turned into a white guy.
Hey, you got. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do to get out of a scandal.
Well, and what are we doing here now? 10, 15 years, 20 years later.
Debating.
Still talking about him.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Why did they bunch my man Barry in that?
I don't know, man. He got too much muscle on him, too fast.
Who, Barry?
Yeah, that's why. It's like, Barry, you were a skinny guy. You were a slender guy. Now you look like the Hulk out there hitting these home runs. Jesus Christ.
That kid on steroids got a head like Barry Bonds.
Exactly. His head got hit like, come on, man.
Yeah.
But, hey.
I mean.
He hit it out the park. That baseball was in the pond every other day.
Yeah, they had kayakers out there. Looking.
I would listen, diving for the baseballs.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's insane, though.
We lived it. Crazy.
I'm not kayaking for no baseball.
Me neither. Can't swim.
Can't swim, bro. That'd be my last baseball I ever
did. Exactly.
Yeah, man. What was you about to say, though?
I was about to say that, you know, for Judge, though, being that he beat out a Yankee is huge. Like, Roger Maris, that's huge. You know, that's big enough because he is a Yankee. And
For now.
Hey, speaking of contract money.
We weren't speaking of that.
Well, we were earlier about what the Warriors are going to do.
Okay, all right.
What are the Yankees going to do? Because they got to sell it. They have to give him Yankee Stadium.
They don't give him all of Soho.
Exactly. Tribeca, too.
Own,
both.
Boy, own Tribeca, man.
He's going to be in Tribeca. He's going to own Tribeca. It's going to be called Judge Becca.
The Judge.
There you go.
There you go. I know it. Aaron Judge, holler at me, man. Get him, come on the speakeasy, man.
Exactly.
I got some ideas for you, brother.
Yep. Speaking of people who come on the speakeasy, Rihanna, you had some big news. How about you come on the speakeasy?
I was like, shit, you about to tell me something I don't know? Like, she coming over here?
Nah, how about you come on the speakeasy? I mean, she has some big news this week.
She fresh off a baby. She ain't worried about the speakeasy.
Bring the baby, yo. We love the kids.
I feel like that's the end of this episode, man. This is a speakeasy. You got your boy Rudy and Devin.
That's it.
And we're here. And we're going to be back next week. So enjoy talking with y'all. See you next time. Peace.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.